To understand how virtual Halo works, we need to take a trip to the middle of nowhere, in Colombia, South America. Josh Schwenk works for a mining company, and after visiting a work site, he and his crew hopped into their truck and headed back toward town. Then they hit an unexpected checkpoint.
There were walls of sandbags on either side of the road with a rope strewn across, and some of the members of the military there, and they stopped our truck.
Schwenk says panic washed over him. He doesn't speak Spanish. He saw the soldiers' guns, and he thought of the violent drug cartels depicted on the TV series Narcos.
And they pulled my colleague and I out, and we were brought to the back of the truck. And I was concerned. What's going to happen? Am I going to get shot or kidnapped or what?
The officers turned out to be police. They just wanted a payoff, $20, which Schwenk gladly paid. But in the months following that incident, he thought,
why isn't there a panic button?
That's the concept behind his app, Virtual Halo. Schwenk says users program their personal contacts, and should an emergency arise, users can deploy an alert, like an SOS, to their contacts. The app also has the option for emergency contacts to send scheduled check-ins to make sure a relative or employee is okay.
If they say yes, then the app goes back to sleep and the person work continues on their day. If they say no, then it sends a notification out to the emergency contacts that says, John Smith indicated that they're not okay. This is their current location and their contact information. They need assistance.
And he says Virtual Halo isn't just for travelers in remote parts of the world. It also has potential application for seniors living independently or parents with young adults gaining more independence. In fact, another local tech startup is interested in using the app for its workers. DogJog is like Uber. It employs independent contractors who take clients' dogs jogging while they're away. DogJog says the emergency alert would be a good layer of assurance for employees who may be jogging at night. Schwenk plans to launch Virtual Halo in the App Store for smartphones and the Apple Watch this December. He says he plans to start in the U.S. and expand to Spanish-speaking countries. I'm Cass Harrington.